Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
Yes, 15012.
That was 15012?
Correct.
Okay, give me one moment. Give me one moment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, what's your last name, sir?
Martin.
M-A-R-T-I-N.
Correct.
You did say that zip code was 15070, correct?
No, I said 15012.
Oh, that's my fault. Okay. Okay, Nicholas?
Martin.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address?
434 Maddie Drive, Belle Vernon, PA, 15012.
Looks like you have the Omax UltraPure. How may I assist you?
Well, this will be the third time you've submitted to send it to me, to Capital One. Last week, they emailed us and asked us to approve it to go forward, you know, for you guys to be paid by Capital One. And I guess we did not answer the text or the email within 5 minutes of it having been sent, so it was then declined. On Monday, I called you. I spoke to somebody like yourself, and I said, hey, I do want this. This is a real, you know, purchase. And the woman said, okay, well, we'll send it through. Well, this morning, I get another decline. So then I called Capital One, and I said, what's going on? I want this product. I contacted Omax, asked them to resubmit it. And I guess they basically explained that if I don't answer within 5 minutes of their message, they decline it, and it just stays declined. And when I looked at the email was at 12:01. I was sleeping. So basically what they said is, go ahead, talk to Omax people again, and let them know that on their end, that is Capital One, they know the situation, and they will go ahead and approve the new submission, meaning the one I'm asking you to do right now for that 6 month supply.
Okay, and just to verify, the payment method is a MasterCard ending in 3256.
Right, that's my phone, that's my number.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and get this done for you now, okay?
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you, nothing showed up. Monday was when I made my last request, and I was beginning to wonder whether, I looked at my Capital One chart, the list, nothing was on there, and nothing was on the email, saying it was shipped or anything. So when do you expect this to show up, on my billing charges from Capital One? So it's a way of me knowing it went through.
Right. So if we process it today, it will go through tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, that sounds fine to me. But again, on their end, they understand the situation, or supposedly understand the situation, that this is legitimate and it's not a fraudulent thing, and to go forward, which is unlike what it was on Monday. Monday, I hadn't even talked to Capital One. I just resubmitted through you.
Okay, no problem.
All righty. That's all I needed to get, is that 6 month supply of Omax 3.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you for calling Omax Health, and you have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you, Kristen. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.